It's the Aristocrats with Derek.
I hope you rock a burnt onion. That's why we're here, asshole.
Matt.
I got shit stains in my socks.
Yeah.
Steve.
The McRib only comes out after, like, human disasters.
And Kevin.
You may be living on prayer, but I'm living in a hotel because my house is half gone.
I like these calm little moments before the storm. Before the storm. It reminds me of Beethoven. Reminds me of Beethoven. It reminds me of Beethoven. It reminds me of Beethoven.
All right, let's shoot this fucker.
All systems go!
Don't mind me.
Hello.
Hello there. It's the Aristocrats. It's Thursday, maybe. I'm Derek. Thank you. With me as always is Matthew.
I don't have to take a shit this hour.
Oh, good. We have Kevin.
Ooh, the heel is in.
Oh, come on, guys.
And Steve's getting a beer or something.
That's right.
So we were just doing some wrestling talk.
Wrestling.
Celebrity wife swap.
Yes.
Yeah.
Ric Flair,
Rowdy Roddy Piper.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Now, did they know that they were switching wives?
I feel like they did, but on the show, no, they didn't.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how they played it off.
Obviously, they know each other's wives.
Both wives went into the separate houses and were going through, and then they each found something of the other one. In Piper's house, there's a big picture of him over the mantle. In Flair's house, it was a title belt with Ric Flair under the nameplate. For Piper, it was his wife. For Flair, it was his most recent girlfriend, who is, if anyone had ever seen the Flair for the Gold back in the day, Fifi, the maid.
Oh, God.
Who, I don't know if they're still together, but that was his girlfriend as of...
So it was like concubine swap.
Sort of.
Swipe you mean like the thing they make pickles from?
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Anyway, yeah.
You mean that school where all the kids got shot?
That was a good one.
Yeah, that one.
Oh.
Wow. Who got shot off?
So was it entertaining?
Yeah, it was interesting because Piper lives in the mountains of Portland and is
such a hipster.
Yeah. Oregon or Maine?
That's why Derek loves him.
Oregon.
Okay. Argon.
Argon.
His family clips coupons and, you know, they stay in the house and play board games together.
Well, you know, not making so much money today. Gotta clip the coupons.
Well, actually, that
was terrible.
That philosophy.
Derek, I think you can do a better impression of Roddy Piper.
I've heard.
Think so?
Yeah. I think so. Come on, give it a shot, man.
I don't know.
I haven't done an impression in a long time.
How you doing? My name is Rowdy Roddy Piper. I'm the governor of Minnesota.
But he's from Oregon.
And I wear a kilt, McMahon.
It's called a kilt, McMahon.
Yep.
But Flair, he lives with Fifi, the maid. And her kids, I think it was 3 or 4 kids from her previous marriage.
Oh.
And
he should have had the picture of him and Elizabeth by the pool over the mantle.
Oh, God.
Elizabeth?
Elizabeth.
Elizabeth.
But will you bury me?
Oh, shit.
That's terrible.
The whole big contrast was that Flair still goes out all the time, and they were showing him at restaurants, and fans are coming up and signing pictures, and he's buying fans dinner and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And
he's drinking wine.
Yeah, and he's taking her out during the day to buy jewelry and whatever.
Of course.
Where's my wine?
I don't care who took it. I just want my wine. Woo!
He was wooing in the restaurant.
I bet he was.
Yeah.
Like crazy wooing? Like he wouldn't ring?
Well, no.
Dropping elbows
like little,
on the bar?
Like little semi-quiet ones.
No, just signing an autograph and handing it off and woo!
Dude, I got to admit. Flair
woo!
Flair is somebody I would likely hang out with, like the mall.
Go to the mall with him.
Styling and pedophiling.
But they did they did address his financial issues.
Oh, and, I heard he's flat broke.
Yeah. They didn't make it seem that way based on what happened in the episode.
Right.
He's just throwing money around, going for spa days and stuff.
Oh, it's definitely a work then.
Yeah.
I mean, he's making all the 10 grand a shot at autograph signings or 25 or whatever it is.
Well, they did address the fact that Piper was Flair's best man in his first wedding, and that Piper's wife was a part of the bridal party for the Flair's first wife, and they're still friends, and she actually showed up in the episode and hung out with Piper's wife. But
wait, the first wife showed up?
Yeah. And they discussed how Flair is losing shitloads of money and is on the verge of being completely broke.
Diamonds are forever, but his bank account is not.
Why is he losing money?
Because he just blows it.
Up his nose.
It's terrible.
And they even
up his nose.
And at the end, when they reunite the couples and they all have to sit at the table and stuff, Piper calls him out on it, and he says, you know, these people who you think are your friends are just using you, and they've been doing it for years, and you need to realize this, Rick. And
I've been doing it for years.
And they held hands at the table, and he's looking him in the eyes, and he's like, Rick, you need to stop this. You're going to run out of money. You shouldn't still have to work. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a real moment.
Come and clip coupons with us.
But like, you actually felt bad?
Yeah.
I didn't get to see this.
Yeah.
Give me some WWF Flair music.
That's all
you got. Early 90s. Oh.
Sorry. Whoops. God, you're such a stickler.
I don't know. I just wanted to hear that. That's all.
Yeah.
Well, you can go home.
I just wanted to hear it.
That's all I got.
Okay.
Was there a difference with this?
Yeah. The WWF.
It was a bit bassier.
They made their own.
Does Flair fall in like your top 10 favorite wrestlers of all time?
Are you asking me?
All of you. Oh.
No.
He's somebody I don't. No. I don't.
Even top 10?
I don't even like think of him, really. I like him. I think especially.
He's an enjoyable character in wrestling.
Yeah. I mean, early 90s when he came to WWF.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I as a kid, when I found out Flair was coming, oh, man, I hated it.
I wasn't familiar with Flair, but I totally marked out for him.
In my own feelings of Flair, I think it's a lot like Brett Favre was to football, where by the time I started watching it, I knew he was around for a long time. I knew he did a lot of shit, but it's like, it's kind of like, wow, this guy is still doing this, huh?
When you got into him, was it WCW when he faked the heart attack?
It was a little bit before that.
Okay. You remember what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah.
I just knew he was going to fuck everything up. I was like, wow, I'm like, he doesn't belong in WWF. I was 10 years old when this happened, and I knew it. I was like, this is a bad idea.
Why?
Just knew it. I was right.
You should have been a booker at 10 years old.
Yeah.
Flair definitely falls in the top 10 favorites.
For you? Okay.
Yeah. I mean, he's somewhere in my top 50.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. He's somewhere in my top something.
I mean, he's somewhere behind Prince Iakea.
Oh,
maybe.
Wow.
I don't
know. Wow. Now, why? I'm just curious, why?
Why he's not?
Yeah.
I just never got into.
Because you got to figure, he's got to be at least top 5 household names.
Yeah, probably. Top 5 all-time wrestler, yeah.
Like, he's probably top 5 household names.
That's for different reasons.
But he's not top 10 anyone's favorite wrestler.
No.
So it's weird.
Yeah, because different people have different standards. I just...
Like, to me, he, Flair like, epitomizes, like, old school...
Kinda. I mean, he's a rip-off wrestler. He took another person's character.
Yeah, he's not even one of my top 5 nature boys.
Wow.
Oh, shit. Now, my great-grandpappy...
I'm a Buddy Rogers guy all the way.
See?
I'd take Scoot Andrews.
Wow.
Scoot Andrews. Where'd you come up with this?
No, Scoot Andrews was the black nature boy.
I know. When I first broke into the business, I wanted to, but because I didn't have the body, wanted to portray, like, the nature boy Buddy Rogers, like...
Nature boy Buddy Rogers.
Grandkid.
I mean, he wasn't like in
what
bad
year
shape,
was he? Like, what would generation would I be? God. Like, could I pass him off as my grandfather?
50s, yeah. 60s.
Oh, no. Then he'd be my great grandfather.
I think you'd be better off saying that you're the grandson of the Nature Boy, Buddy Landell.
Yeah.
Why do
no,
I
no, no. Like Buddy Rogers was not like an Adonis. He had muscle and stuff, but he wasn't like in phenomenal
Actually,
shape.
If you look back in all those 50s and 60s wrestlers, none of them had great physique.
There's a reason bulky dudes. There's a reason they had the high waist trunks.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. There's a reason why I have the high waist.
There was not an ab to be found back then.
No.
They call him Buddy Roy Rogers.
They had chest, traps, and shoulders, and that's it.
I guess when he was younger, he was pretty
Is that him?
Yeah. I mean,
is that my great
actually kind of do have a similar
dude, there is a quite possibility he could be related to me.
Well, you never
easily,
know.
Yes.
If it was his real name.
It is.
Yes.
Yeah, see? He's all I'm trying to bring
up. Actually built like me too.
Yeah, somewhat.
Just like you.
Yeah.
I'm going to go deep into it and
if
find
you,
out
if
he
you
is.
If you chipped off all your body fat right now, or at least like 75% of your body fat right now, you'd probably look.
Oh,
let me see his clothes.
What's that one where he's got the tribal tattoos? You dick.
This one right here?
I'm going to legit Let's look into it. This because there is a legit possibility.
Legit.
Say legit one more time.
Legit.
Too legit. Legit. Yeah, a little legit.
I got a little dick. You got a little dick in there.
You got a little legit there.
By the way, speaking of little dicks.
Oh, boy.
We have RTF Wrestling coming up in 2 weeks.
Oh, we do.
Derek, you should come to this show.
Go.
Where's that?
Warehouse Motor Club, Middlesex.
Middlesex, New Jersey.
Okay.
It's not too far away. Yeah. 20 Sweet. Minutes.
Some great bands are going to play there.
Ooh, I like bands.
Van Halen.
Wow.
What?
We have Van Halen booked.
And
original lineup.
And Aerosmith.
Whoa.
And they're all headlining. And they're all opening up for Bon Jovi.
And a man fashioning a canoe out of a log.
Sure. Nick Offerman? Like, who does that?
It's all a Wayne's World 2 reference.
Legit. Oh, right. That's a good possibility. He's related to me. He looks just like me.
Sure.
I'm going to start doing that gimmick, man. I'm not kidding.
Sure.
I'm just going to be the Nature Boy Stevie fucking Davy Rogers.
Stevie Davy Rogers?
David Rogers.
Wow. Yeah, fuck you, wow.
There's not going to be a single person that was going to know. There's not a kid out there that's going to get what you're doing.
No one's going to understand who Buddy Rogers is?
Yeah.
And if there is a kid that knows it, he's probably an asshole.
Or has Down syndrome.
Wow.
Oh, the title belt, the Cusa Brick.
Yeah, he looks like me though.
A little bit.
Just like you.
I'm doing it.
You could do it.
I'm bleaching my hair tomorrow. Woo!
And your beard.
Is that loud still? Was that loud?
It was up there.
Yeah, it was pretty loud.
That's the Red Stag talk. Sorry. Mm. I'm gonna come out wooing and carrying a bottle of Red Stag.
And then later on you can do zombie doink.
Zombie doink.
You are a dick.
What?
I love doink.
I love doink, too.
Well, it's no longer a ripoff. It's a tribute.
Get us some doink.
I got to admit.
Let's talk about this.
I got to admit. Somebody posted, and it's true. I forgot who it was. I think it was Raymond Murray. That all fake doinks should just fucking cease and dismiss.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now
it's over.
This guy's dead.
It's over.
Absolutely.
You know what's crazy is he died. Matt Bourne died.
He's out of here.
And then 2 days later... Ray Apollo is doing an appearance as Doink at some fucking Hyundai place up here in Jersey. Yeah,
there was like a Legends convention at a Hyundai dealership.
Yo, can you send that picture to me, Matt?
And it was like King Kong Bundy, Tito, God, who else was there? All the Snuka, the guys who are local to this area.
Volkoff.
Yeah, and then there's Ray Apollo as Doink, like a week after Matt Bourne died.
What?
Mm. Yeah.
Not even. Days. 2 days, 3 days later? Is that that's the Ray Apollo one, right?
No, this is Matt Bourne.
I can't see because of the mic stand.
He's dead.
Yeah, he's dead.
See ya.
Now, who do you think did a better job?
You gotta give us the heel doink music, Derek. What are you doing?
That's not
his music. He never used that music.
Don't play the heel doink music.
He only used the heel doink music. Once he went face, they got rid of him.
Oh, no.
What are you talking about?
He never used the face music.
Uh-oh. Who are you talking about?
Bourne? Matt Bourne. He was gone by the time they turned him face.
Oh, I didn't know
they
that.
Turned him. All right, this is what happened. They turned him face, and they only used him for a Titantron promo against Bam Bam Bigelow for Survivor Series.
Yeah.
And that was it. They used the face music then, and then he was gone after that.
Now, can I ask you a question? Any one of you guys can answer it. Why did they shit can this gimmick? Because it's still over today.
They wanted to get away from that.
Yeah, I think,
but in general, though, this is an over gimmick. Anybody would get behind doing.
I'll tell you why. When he went face, it was over.
Oh, yeah, history.
But heel or face, no matter what, good.
Dude, heel doink was awesome.
Yep.
Awesome.
Yeah.
When he attacked Crush with the arm and all that shit.
I got a bad arm.
Yeah.
He's walking around and he's like squirting water on the kids and stuff.
Yeah.
And,
oh, that was great. Imagine it was really acid. That'd be awesome.
I remember being like freaked out by this character.
But see, I even think in the whole WWE, we don't talk about wrestling anymore. He'd still be over.
No. I mean, it's the 20th anniversary of the character this
when
year.
He popped out for the old school Raw, the place fucking erupted.
Sure.
For him.
They were. It was a good pop.
And that was a fake doink.
Yeah.
That was actually. Who was that? Wasn't it Santino?
I don't know.
I thought it was.
But he was wearing like sneakers.
Yeah, it was dumb.
Like, nobody had a pair of boots that could have loaned the guy.
Who do you think did a better job as doink, though?
That guy or you?
No, Apollo.
New Wave?
Yeah, New Wave. New Wave throwing
he
like,
was a lucha doink.
Like Yakuzas and like Shining Wizards and shit.
Yeah, Shining Wizards. And fucking Japanese underhooks.
It was the most ridiculous doink.
But
Matt Bourne all the way.
Yeah, I'd agree.
Like Apollo doink was like, like Derek said, it was over. They had to bring a midget in order to supplement this character by that time because
no one took him seriously.
Being a good guy. All he did was lose.
Come on, you're telling me that you didn't love the feud between Doink and his midgets and Jerry Lawler and his midgets.
Oh, it was hilarious.
That was hilarious.
Fantastic.
Didn't Jerry Lawler power drive the midgets?
As a kid. I wish he did. I wish he did.
Well, that's when Doink went face, right?
Yeah.
With Lawler.
Doink went face with Bigelow.
And they did
but
the
he had the whole
four
thing
Doink
in the,
Survivor
in the,
Series?
In the King's Court?
That was after. That was 94.
Didn't Bigelow manhandle the midgets?
I probably did.
Yeah, Bigelow beat up
Bundy. Shit. Bundy was known for
no didn't Bigelow wrestle
for squashing midgets.
WrestleMania.
WrestleMania.
Luna Vachon.
That was at WrestleMania 9.
Yeah.
But that was versus Kamala or something. I don't know.
I just hate that.
No. It was
like right now, WWE, you can just fucking shit can every plan they have right now and just go back to old school style and people would
WrestleMania
put it
9
over.
Was 1993. And Doink wrestled Crush at WrestleMania 9. And then the other Doink came out and whacked him in the back of the head with the arm cast.
And then they did the mirror.
And they did the mirror things. Now, supposedly that Doink was either Skinner or Barry Darsaw. I don't remember which one it was.
I may be pulling this out of my ass.
Go ahead.
But I'm pretty sure Doink and Dink wrestled Luna and Bigelow.
At WrestleMania 10.
Remember we used to say that Dink used to drive the Stridex blimp?
Yes.
Remember that? What? Remember the camera angle with the Stridex blimp that used to fly around the arenas? And it was a high angle shot?
Yeah.
We used to say Dink flew it. He was the one flying and operating the fucking Stridex blimp.
At WrestleMania 10, I remember Doink and Dink leaving, and I'm pretty sure they lost the match.
Is that when Dink was under the ring?
I remember them leaving, and I remember like having this feeling as a kid, like, oh, wow, Doink's gone. Like, I was like, that's it. Like, he's done. I just knew it. Like they like left the ring and like they lost, but they were leaving and they were like cutting to the next like the next segment while Bigelow's music was playing. And I just remember having this overwhelming sense of like that's the end of Doink.
Now I can honestly say I haven't watched any wrestling, any wrestling since WrestleMania.
Okay.
Did they pay any kind of tribute or homage to
no idea
to Doink? Anything at all?
No
I
idea.
Doubt it.
Nope.
Well, they couldn't even bring him out. For the anniversary. So why would they...
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, they turn out to...
So it would have been nice. Okay, so basically...
It would have been really nice
to bring
out the
But this is feeding into my question.
Doink.
Are they still going to have Doinks appear? Or are they going to acknowledge the fact that Matt Bourne died?
It would have been nice, though, to have brought him back just to do, like, when they were doing the thing where they're bringing everybody back. Have him come out, you know, as the face Doink, but then...
And not only
turn
did they...
heel.
Not only did they bring a fake Doink out, but he was the only one that lost to... Whatever the fuck his name is.
Exactly. So they're showing that they want to bury this character for the.
He's the one guy that lost to that idiot.
That idiot
was Morrison.
No, Heath Slater.
Heath Slater. Mm-hmm. I hate him.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Vader and Sid and them are not going to negotiate a job.
Like, none of you guys here ever did this gimmick. I did it.
Yeah. I was off.
I literally didn't have to do anything.
You bite your tongue.
Oh, you did it?
Oh, I did.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. Oh,
that's right.
I did it for Halloween. It was 1993.
It was a small tour of Kuwait. 2007.
But I got to admit, it was super fun to do.
Because so easy.
Because it was, I didn't have to do anything.
So easy.
And you had the best Doink makeup in the business.
True.
That's true.
Better than Doink.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Though I always wanted Jamie to do that one, and she never did.
Really?
Yeah. Like I wanted the heel look.
Huh. Did you ever see Matt Bourne's promos he would do?
Oh, man.
When he looked like homeless Doink?
Yep. Wait, the ECW,
No, like
no.
Within the last couple of years.
Recently, no. Yeah. Oh, they're good.
He was what? Doing something out of Edison. Mm-hmm. And he would do these promos where he's just like, he's got like no teeth.
Mm.
He's got the wig on all fucked up.
Yeah.
And he's like outside a building, like like just sitting in the on the ground.
He just like might as well be in street clothes with the Doink makeup and, badly and, and the wig on.
It's like he just woke up.
Yeah.
And he's just like.
He could, if he would have hung on, he could have turned it into like a Joker sort of thing.
Can we get some of these?
Get some of these.
He cut a promo actually for when he worked Jeff Noyes. And he put it on YouTube.
That might have been the one I saw.
Maybe.
Now, when he did the Doink thing,
he did
in
like
ECW.
A Doink meets Raven thing.
Well, he had the short run. It was like just like a cup of coffee in ECW.
Yeah, Born Again,
And that was towards the end, right?
No, it was
the end of what?
The beginning of ECW
of their run.
It's like 1994.
It was the beginning of Extreme Championship Wrestling.
Yeah, I think this might be the one against. Yeah, Jeff Noyes won.
What's the
yep? There it is.
Industry.
Yeah, see, this is Raven meets Doink.
Yep.
I go to Florida. I have to get into the ring with this guy that's 5'2", 150 pounds. I go to Texas. I got some cowboy that wants to kick my butt because his wife is all over me. And now I got to come to Pompton Lakes, New Jersey. No, I don't have to. I get to. Yeah, get to come to Pompton Lakes, New Jersey. March 2nd. Let me just see about it.
Somebody started a car.
Who am I wrestling in Pompton Lakes, New Jersey? But, whoa. 6'4", 280 pounds of Jeff Noyes.
Wow,
280?
Yeah.
How about 380?
He lightened him a little bit. Build weight.
I guess we're going to find out, huh?
A little March Piper 2nd. In there, too.
Yeah.
I finally,
he's Canadian, this guy?
I finally get somebody in there that's Portland. Got some meat on their bones. Yeah. Making me hungry.
Yeah, that is Piper. A little Piper. It looks like he
I think he may be from
evolving.
Portland.
Oh, it's that Portland accent.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're Scottish,
whatever.
He had a wrestling
whatever.
School for a while here in Freehold, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then he didn't pay the rent or whatever. So the building took his ring.
Yeah.
And his teeth.
Took his ring.
And his teeth. He had some gold in them teeth.
It's terrible. You guys are terrible.
All right. That was a good half hour on wrestling.
You know, if you want to hear stuff about wrestling.
We're wrestling about stuff.
Why is there a picture of Big Sexy right there?
I don't know. You look up Doink the Clown and you get pictures of everything here.
Mm.
I guess this is everybody who's been Doink the Clown.
Kevin Nash wasn't.
No,
right. Oh, dead wrestler of the week, huh?
Yeah.
Crush. What an honor.
Yeah, I saw Paul Bearer up there.
Who's that smiling above you? The one above it.
What happened?
Was that franchise?
Where?
Who's that? Yeah, right there.
This one?
Yeah, no. Who's that?
I don't know who that is.
Big Josh?
The Lone Ranger came out.
Oh, yeah?
They predicted that it was going to bring in...
$1 billion.
Let's say over the 5-day holiday weekend, the Masked Rider will have brought in about $49 million.
Is this with Johnny Depp?
Yes.
Oh, I thought you meant like he came out of the closet.
No.
Can I be honest with you? I didn't even know it was coming out.
It's about $20 million under projections, and nearly $90 million behind the total. of the number one movie, Universal, Despicable Me 2. Yeah. So it got crushed. I'm surprised.
It didn't do as badly as Big Show's movie.
No, it didn't. No.
Big Show's movie.
But they're comparing this to John Carter.
Oh.
Yeah.
John.
Exactly. Oh,
right. I got to be honest. I didn't even know Lone Ranger was coming out.
It looks kind of cool. It's got Johnny Depp and Armie Hammer.
It looks kind of cool. It's got Johnny Depp. He's a leftist.
Okay.
It doesn't look cool.
Yeah, it does.
Oh, all right.
And the guy's name is Armie Hammer.
When are we going to see Man of Steel?
I have it if you want to watch it.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Let me borrow it.
Let's just fucking play it right now. Watch it.
Live commentary.
Yeah. It's all right.
For no reason, I wrote up Apollo and Dink on here. I just felt like doing it.
Did you go see Lone Ranger?
I did not.
Are you going to?
No, I'll probably wait for that one to come out. I think I'm going to see Despicable Me, though.
I just want to make a quick statement about this midget dressed as a clown.
Yeah.
As a child, I saw this, and I was like, oh, look, it's a tiny clown. Looking at it now, from an adult perspective, it looks really fucked up.
It really does.
Yeah.
Yeah, like it shouldn't have happened.
Yeah. It's scary.
It's really twisted.
Yeah.
Look, this is where you know you're drunk. I was talking to my bottle.
Nice.
I think he's more fucked up now than when I was a kid. When I was a kid, I was like, oh, cool. Midget.
No, that's what I'm saying. As a kid, I didn't think that was weird at all.
Yeah.
Now it just looked like a tiny clown.
Yep. Tiger Jackson. That was his name before.
Oh, yeah. He's black,
was,
right?
Yeah, he's alive.
No, he's not. He's alive.
Mm. There's no white guy's named Tiger. Get out of here.
No, that was his gimmick.
Oh.
I hated the whole midget thing.
Yeah.
It's really
I'm not a fan of midgets.
I dig midgets.
In general, yes.
Oh.
When I portrayed the TV wrestling clown,
yeah.
Every show...
Hey,
he asked me where Dink.
I was Dink.
Yeah, every time.
Wait, what? Every show, did you grab your crotch and go, right here?
No, actually, every show I said, he's under the ring.
I don't know, but I got Dink right here.
Ew.
How many times did people think that you really were Dink?
Every single time.
That's so awesome.
Are you the real Dink?
Because you were that convincing.
I tried.
You're like the same exact stature as face Dink.
You know, I got to... wrestle with somebody with a little meat on their bone. I'm getting hungry out here. I'm going to eat my hammer. Six war.
Are you
450 million pounds.
50 million?
Jeff Noyes.
You sound like Jim Carrey from Me, Myself, and Irene.
Hey. No, actually, unlike most TV doinks, I really legit tried to be the doink that you would see on TV.
Yeah. There are some absolutely, like, you could say, like, oh, well, I've seen some bad doinks. There are absolutely horrendous doinks on the indie scene, like, beyond comprehension. You would say, like, there's no way anybody would let them go out as doink, and it happens.
Mm. Yeah.
There's guys who are, like 5 feet tall and 300 pounds portraying doink. And they can't even, like, they can't even put on a match at all, even if they weren't trying to be doink. Like, I don't understand if it's, like, a little bit confusing. Like, hey, you got to go out and you got to be doink tonight. You're like, oh, fuck, what do I do? It's like, no way. Like, this guy shouldn't be in the ring, let alone being doink.
Well, build and work aside, there have been some really horrendous-looking doinks to where the outfit looks nothing like.
Well, yeah. Completely just, like...
Where they wear a mask.
A random clown outfit. Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's right. There's the Slipknot, like, mask version of doink. Roaming around out there. Isn't there a website or something? Find the words doink.
Oh, there was like a thread on some board.
Yeah, that was it. Yeah, find the worst doink challenge.
I believe it's wickedawfuldoinks.com.
Wicked awful doinks. Oh my god.
I gotta admit, I was a pretty good doink.
You were?
I wonder how many different names over the years have had to team, like real names have teamed with fake doinks.
I think I've heard somebody tell me a story that Simon Diamond was a big fan of wanting to do it for Dapper or something.
Really?
Somebody said something about that.
Oh my god.
Hey, speaking of I've seen that one.
I want to see this, so I gotta have to like link Derek to this.
That's fucking great.
Oh my god. Oh Nelly.
Oh Nelly.
Whoa Nelly. Derek, I'm gonna
Well, Matt's hooking that
quick.
Up. Yeah, go ahead. We're talking about famous wrestling names.
Did we ever work together?
We got paid.
What?
Did I ever work? Oh, talking Matt or me?
You. Well, we did, actually, right?
I was answering you for
Kevin Matthews.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
But we got paid a big compliment from a Hall of Famer.
Who was this?
Tito Santana.
Oh, yeah. Can I quote him?
Well, little backstory here. Tito watched our match recently and afterwards was giving advice to one of the guys in our match. So naturally, as he's walking away, I said, hey, Tito, you got any words of advice for us? To which Tito responded,
"Nothing really. You guys are really fucking good."
He actually said it like that?
Yeah. That's
you guys awesome. Are really fucking good.
Yeah. You still hang out with that kid who got in between me and that ring rat?
Wow.
I think I know who you're talking about.
You remember her.
Yeah. EWA ring rat?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, she's the one.
I think I was there for that
one. You were there for that show, yeah. That was your one and only.
Do you remember that ring rat?
Actual match.
Yeah, I remember her, yeah.
Uh-huh. She's the one that started to jerk me off, and then I looked in the back seat, and her three-year-old kid's
yeah.
doing
yeah.
the mean
Yeah.
You never heard that story again?
No, I have.
Okay. I just still think it's not funny.
And she was trying to get Steve number one to babysit her kids so I could bang her in the weeds.
Oh, in the weeds?
In the weeds of Belford. Yo, dude, she had the smallest nipples on earth.
Earth. She had giant tits, though.
Like, her nipples were seriously smaller than Tic Tacs. It was weird. And her areola was the size of a dime.
Really, that small? Huh?
Yeah, but her tits were humongous.
They were very big. Yeah.
So it was so strange.
Yeah. She tried to seduce me with them once.
She showed you them?
Oh, she like shoved them in my face once when she hugged me.
Oh, yeah? And then what'd you do?
Well, nothing. She was on her way to go see Steve.
Let's get this video.
Oh, boy.
Hey, just been informed that this Saturday night, less than a week away,
what is this?
It's
Doink the Clown and Chuckles.
That me and Chuckles have to put our AWS tag team titles on the line against Brutus the Barber Beefcake and Gorgeous Jimmy Goldie. What do you got to say about this, Chuckles? That redheaded commissioner we got, who happens to be a female, only thing I can think of, something's going on between her and Jimmy Goldie, or her and Brutus the Barber Beefcake.
Don't stop it. Don't stop it.
Well, all I can tell you, Commissioner, bring on anybody you want.
Paula Deen lost weight.
Golden, Beefcake, it don't matter, bring them.
Basically, to break this down, you got this.
I can't understand a word he's saying.
I'm making a meal for Chuckles, the nigger clown.
You got these hillbilly make-believe doinks. One of them is severely overweight. The other one is like normal size, but with like a pot belly, and they're wearing.
He's wearing a doink outfit, like mock doink outfit, yeah. Over an Elvis outfit.
Yeah. I don't know where they got this stuff from. This
it's
is like
the doink
generic clown outfit.
68 comeback special.
Wow. What?
Heat Seekers Incorporated.
But they're wearing doink masks.
Yeah.
That's not face paint. You can like see the ruffling of the masks around their jaws as they
talk. Oh, there's no question.
This is
well when Chuckles talked, you didn't even see the mask move.
No.
Well, he probably wasn't talking. It was Ole Anderson.
Oh, right. Uncle Ole?
Oh man, this is bad.
Yeah. So yes. Doink has been imitated, duplicated.
Denigrated.
Humiliated, but never duplicated, you mean?
No, he's been duplicated plenty of times.
So many times that his DNA apparently is breaking down.
Yes.
Wow.
And so is his vision if he thinks
Fine.
Jeff Noyes is 280 pounds.
Yeah.
Fine.
Because
he's like 480.
Worst doink.
Nice guy, though.
And that's it. Like, that like caps off the page.
Yeah.
They're like, they are the worst doinks. And everybody was like, we can't do any better than this.
No, you can't.
We can't beat it.
There's just a bunch of people at their keyboard just, all right, nope. Well, that's it.
I like the random
I've
picture.
I've hit the end of the internet.
Is that Calypso?
I was just going to say, I like the random picture of Calypso from Twisted Metal on this page.
I wrestled a Calypso.
You did, in the backyard.
No, I didn't. I never did that.
Oh, look at that bicep.
I got him too.
Kev.
Jesus, Kev.
But
it's like
yeah.
It's paper mache in there or something.
Paper
it
mache.
Is very expensive paper mache.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Archie number one.
Nice.
Yep, so Matt Bourne dead at 55.
God bless.
Yeah.
Detroit, a team of Detroit area police officers.
Oh, God.
OCP?
They had to respond.
Axel Foley?
They responded to a suspected domestic violence.
Can we get
dispute.
Beverly Hills Cop music in the background while we talk about this?
No. There was a woman shouting, "Stop! No!" And somebody called the cops, and they showed up there to discover what? What do you think actually happened? Obviously, it wasn't a domestic violence.
Blowjob.
Blowjob?
Yeah.
That's a good one. So,
no, she was being tickled.
Tickled? Okay, that's very good.
Just re-ask the question, please.
No.
One more time. I was drinking.
What do you think was going on?
She said stop, no. Somebody called the cops and the cops showed up. What do you think she was saying stop, no about?
He was eating her pussy.
He was farting.
Oh, my God.
What?
I believe we heard that in your little sound clip.
Yes. So this guy was.
Somebody called the cops for that.
This guy was gassing and she's yelling stop, no. And somebody called the cops on him.
Like a neighbor heard her saying stop, no?
Yep.
And all he was doing was farting.
He was farting. The female...
Did he get a citation?
I don't know.
Oh.
For pollution? The female that was inside stated her boyfriend had continued to pass gas, and she was yelling at him to stop. The officers then cleared the scene expeditiously. Because it probably stunk.
Oh. How many times do you think I farted in, since you've known me?
Since I've known you?
Yeah.
I don't think you've ever stopped.
So a lot.
Yes.
All right.
All right. You want me to give you an estimate?
Yeah. Steve? Give me a guesstimation.
All right. Let's try to figure this out. How long have you known? All right. Since you've known Derek.
Since I know Derek.
Since you've known Derek. You've known Derek about
freshman
like
year
six,
high
six,
school.
Six. Oh, that long, huh?
Yeah.
All right. So we're going 18 years now. So you figure
18 years.
Wow,
Jesus
years.
Christ. That's
a long time.
Holy shit.
A long time. So, all right, we'll say, what do you think, how many times a day do you think you fart?
Wow. I mean, jeez. I mean, a lot less than I used to. Mm-hmm.
Do you say 20 on average?
When I first met Derek?
Yeah. Okay.
20 times
so
a day.
So now you think 10?
I haven't farted in 6 years.
What do you think your average?
You actually just broke that
average daily farting has been.
Kev actually convinced somebody that he hadn't farted in like 6 years. And they believed him, and then he farted.
All right, if we go with
and you went, what's happening?
We also convinced this person that Mope quit wrestling because of us.
Wow. Did he quit?
No, but we convinced this guy that we did that he did because of
ride
us.
Home.
Guys,
just,
I'm deflating.
We just kept talking about shit porn, and he was getting really freaked out.
No,
but
you know
Steve
what?
Farted how many times?
If you farted an average of 20 times a day in the last 18 years, you have farted in excess of 131,400 times.
That's a lot.
And that's
farts.
An undershoot.
It's really not that many if you think about
that's
it.
That's a lot of farts.
That's a lot.
Yeah. Where was I going with that?
And they all were fucking gross.
And since I've known Steve?
Zero. Oh, okay. Oh, you were just clearing the calculator.
Oh.
We also convinced the same guy.
Oh,
that
we're pushing 19,000.
Damn.
That's awesome.
By next week.
We also convinced the same cat that Mope quit wrestling because shit porn.
Wow.
Did you say that already?
Yes.
Oops.
Exactly what I said.
Fecal theater.
Glad you listened.
This is a Red Stag talking now.
Mm-hmm.
Don't drink too much of
where
that.
Where was I going with that? Yeah. Oh, no. Remember we were talking about shitting on a girl's tits and then her squishing together?
No.
What do we call that? Shittalingus or something?
Yeah.
And remember we said that if she was dressed as a clown? And he's like, out of nowhere, he just goes, I hate clowns.
I hate clowns. I fucking hate clowns.
Unreal.
You didn't care about the ship porn. He was like, I hate clowns.
We're going into graphic detail about shitting in a girl's tits and then mushing it together and eating it. Huh. And then we mentioned that she might be dressed as a clown. I fucking hate clowns.
That's what he has a problem with.
Yeah. No, exactly. He had a problem with the fact that he hated clowns.
Oh.
What?
What the hell was that?
Sorry about that. That was my...
I almost couldn't count the three. I had a boner.
That's a true story.
It's a true story.
Sorry. I'm just trying to look for like random stories that are popping up on my feed here.
Yeah.
Yeah, what you got there?
Nah, nothing so far.
Hey,
oh, I got
that's
a
me.
Picture of Kevin, a fan
I had
here.
A hell of a beard right there.
Yeah.
Look at that thing.
Yeah.
Got a little beard.
You should just let it grow like me, bro. Just let it grow.
Just let it grow, brother.
You look manly as hell.
I do. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Two rude beards.
I haven't shaved my penis in like a month. Dude, wow. There was a chick at the last wrestling show that was all over Ricky Rock's dick.
Yeah.
And had wanted nothing to do with the two rude dudes.
Yeah. What?
Yeah, we weren't studly
you
enough.
Sure
for her.
It was a chick?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We weren't studly enough because we didn't have his hair and we didn't have a Guns N' Roses tattoo.
And that's you had your sleeves.
That's what she said.
Really?
Yeah. She's like, well, he's
is that the kind of person you want after you?
No.
Probably well, I mean, not if she's conscious, no.
I want everyone after me, though.
Yeah.
In the wrestling business. Not Steve, but Rampage.
Well, I mean, if Rocker's with her, you can get with his chick.
Yeah.
Oh. That leaves her available.
She loves my thighs.
Yeah. She does. She said so.
It's kind of hard not to. So out there.
Let's double team her. Let's give her the Super Bowl.
Female inmates in California are being sterilized without approval.
What?
Sterilized, like cleaned very well?
No, like made to where they can't have children.
What?
Yeah.
Why don't they have to worry about that in the slammer?
Oh, well, they're going to be out soon, some of them, I'm sure.
Doctors in prison?
Under contract with the California Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation sterilized nearly 150 female inmates from 2006 to 2010 without required state approvals.
Wow.
So will they just do it while they're sleeping? I don't understand.
So can they sue?
At least 148 women received tubal ligations?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, ligations, yeah.
Oh, okay. In violation of prison rules during those 5 years.
Wow. Like, you didn't go to bed when lights were out, so you get your tubes tied?
We're just going to fucking rip your cunt out.
So, there's a lawsuit.
Sure.
I would imagine. They paid doctors $147,000 to perform these procedures. It's pretty fucked up.
Is that per procedure?
No, I think that's total. Oh. From 97 to 2000.
That's not that much.
Yeah, but they shouldn't be doing that.
Why?
Kev, don't ask why. Kev, Derek is a leftist.
Prisoners shouldn't have children.
I guess not.
They're just breeding more criminals.
Well, you're a criminal. If you have a baby, that'll be a criminal. We can't have that.
Your ovaries are all
so basically, a lot of these women.
Yo, do you know what a chick fucks another chick with in the clink? They roll up towels to where it's hard as shit, and they fuck each other with towels.
Yep.
Huh. It's gonna hurt.
I was personally told this at one time.
A towel.
Like on the phone with someone in prison saying, I'm afraid this girl has rolled up a towel.
Legit. They roll a towel so tight they can use it
as
a dildo.
She's got this towel rolled up and she's looking at me.
Yeah, no, literally.
I don't understand how people in the clink can come up with crazy shit like this.
Could you stop calling it the clink?
That's not it's not that Please. Crazy, number one.
That means crazy. Yeah, it is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
If I was a chick in the slammer, I would just flick my bean all day. I wouldn't fuck myself with a towel.
And if I was a guy in jail, I would flick my bean all
day. Yeah, and I would definitely, because you only get 3 hots in a cot, I would definitely eat my own jizz.
Eat my own jizz.
I'd probably just pump iron in the yard all day.
Mm-hmm. No, you're not allowed. How about this Aaron Hernandez cat?
Yeah, anybody hear about this?
Yeah.
The football player who... I hear that he might have killed 2 people.
Yeah. Hopefully.
He's in jail for the rest of his life.
Good.
He'll be on the jet soon.
Yeah, that's what they're saying. You know what's crazy is if he was actually granted bail, he could probably play football, but he was denied.
Or he could be in Obama's cabinet or something.
No.
They're saying that there's going to be a good year before the trial. And he's in jail.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Good for him.
And teams are interested in his free agency. There is.
He really went out of his way to try to cover his tracks.
I actually believe his story.
What's his story?
He was saying that because of his gang ties when he was younger.
Uh huh.
I guess he was getting hit up. I guess the gangs felt that they owed him something.
Okay.
Or he owed them something.
Mm.
And he was fearing for his life, and he was so paranoid that he took this one cat as double crossing him.
Hmm.
And he whacked him.
And then he destroys his cell phone, has his house cleaned, and destroys his surveillance equipment.
Absolutely crazy. And you heard how he got caught, right? The neighbor surveillance system.
Yeah?
Yeah, the neighbor across the street. And also the guy that was with him that got killed texted his sister and said, hey, I feel really uncomfortable. If anything happens to me, I'm with Hernandez. And that was the last text he sent.
And then she just replied, stop it. You fooling.
Knock it off. Hernandez, who? There are a lot of Hernandezes.
You talk about Kevin Hernandez? That's the bartender.
That's the bartender.
Hmm.
Did you know anything about this, Derek?
No.
Do you know who we're talking about?
Some sports figure.
Figure?
Figure.
I heard figure. Of it, but I don't
Dude,
know who he is.
23 years old. Uh-huh. Mega contract.
Mm-hmm.
Whole life ahead of him. And he just throws it all away.
It's not a goddamn New England Patriots.
To be a gangster.
Hey. Mm-hmm.
I thought that the sports were supposed to keep them from doing this stuff. I mean, that's what I always heard, you know?
Yeah. If you ain't in the gang, you're bowling. If you ain't bowling, you're rapping. If you ain't, you in the clink.
Hey, man, blood
it's
in, blood
clink.
Out.
Is that the clink?
Man. You did. Son of a bitch. A lot of clinking.
Abe clinking.
Wow. Yeah.
Right, yeah, so he's probably going to jail for us. That's all right. Especially if it's gang related.
The Patriots have Tim Tebow. That'll be fine.
That's what's going to happen.
Yeah.
He's going to be the starting tight end.
Yeah.
Good.
Or he's going to win a starting quarterback position.
And then Tom Brady will be a tight end?
Yes.
Oh, well.
Yeah. Speaking of criminals who make too much money, President Obama's going on a golfing trip.
Wow.
You know what? He deserves it.
Yeah. And,
dude,
and
he also had a record fucking vacation trip to somewhere.
Oh, yeah. Is it?
By the way, Derek, you haven't asked me how long my hair's gotten.
Oh, let's see. Yeah. Let's see. Whoa.
Whoa.
That is the longest it's been in probably.
Since high school.
Yeah.
Good job.
Mm-hmm. You going to let it keep going?
I'm just going to let it go.
Yeah.
Nah, you'll shave it off.
No, I'm not.
It's past the point now where it doesn't like fro out, so.
And it's also kind of.
One day, somebody's going to say something about your hairline, and you're going to shave
it.
No,
dude, better than I thought. It's covering it up better than I thought.
It is covering
it
up.
It is, but you're going to get self-conscious one day and shave it off.
No, I'm not.
Or you're going to get sweaty.
No, I'm not.
Or you're
going to
get some gum in it or something.
Is actually, I slick it back with hair glue,
yeah,
and it actually looks half decent.
I got really hot.
Except for high-angle photos.
So I shaved my head.
No, but the last time you had hair, bowl haircuts were still, like, in.
Yeah,
so what kind of haircut are you going to have?
I'm just going to let it grow.
Yeah. Like Dolph Ziggler? You should do that. He's thinking about it. Look at him. He's like,
no, I do want to bleach it, though.
Yeah. You shouldn't.
I do want to darken it, though.
Oh, now you want to darken it? Yeah. All right. Yeah.
No, I can't go black.
The
ginger beard. Maybe red. Maybe I'll go red and match my beard.
But anyway, so yeah, he's combining his two favorite things right now, and that's golfing and blaming Bush for the weak job report. So...
Dude, this guy.
Just thought that was interesting. The recession started in December 2007, and what year is it?
14.
It's almost 14. We're halfway through 13.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's still Bush's fault. Okay. Anyway, that's my Obama news for the day.
Did you see that meme with him with the fucking? Dude, remember a couple weeks ago when he was here in Jersey and he had the fucking umbrellas over him? Did we talk about this?
Yeah.
With the meme with Bush, and he's like, "Come at me, bro!" And he's standing in the rain.
Yes.
Fucking great.
Somebody showed me a picture the other day of Ronald Reagan.
Yeah, Red Stag fucks you up.
Ronald Reagan holding a little, like a chimp.
And Ronald Reagan's dead as
like,
shit.
In like early 60s. And it said something like, Ronald Reagan feeding Obama as a baby.
Oh my God. That's actually when he got AIDS.
Wow. When who got AIDS?
Reagan. That's what he died of.
Oh. AIDS-imers.
AIDS-imers. Yeah.
Yeah.
Whatchamacallit. Oh, yo, dude, we're about to go to World War III.
It's coming.
It is.
Here we go again.
Dude, Derek,
all
don't
of a sudden,
fucking deny
all
it.
All of a sudden. All of a sudden.
Don't deny it, Derek. It's obvious. Russia is even fucking sending his troops ready to battle us.
Ready to battle us.
Here we go.
Battle axe.
Somebody put out the cardboard box.
Actually, come at me, bro.
And Russia and China are about to they're going to be doing naval exercises together, the largest exercise ever in the history.
You mean like the world. With their belly buttons?
Just a large exercise. They're getting ready to take us over.
Getting ready to take us over.
Yeah.
Well, I'm ready for it, guys.
All right, let me ask you a legit
Well, they don't
question,
even really have to really try. Obama will just let them do it.
I'm curious.
But God, you know what? We're going to give you amnesty. You're going to come in here, and we're going to let you come in our country.
All right, I'm curious. America alone versus Russia and China, who wins?
America.
Really?
Yeah.
You think we'd still win?
Sure.
Why is that?
Well, I mean, if we used...
Well, China alone has a larger naval. They have the largest navy in the world.
Big deal. Just more targets.
So you honestly think that even one-on-two, we'd still win in the handicap match? Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Even with the
but that's only if we actually exercised our full might. We'd have to like put all our resources into it, which I don't think he'd be willing to do.
No. Not at all.
Because he's
I just think it's amazing how much we're arming Al-Qaeda and no one gives a fuck.
Yeah. Well, because the mainstream media is not really reporting on it.
Why do you think we're arming them?
Because our president is a Muslim?
Do you think... I think it's more of along the lines of saying, fuck, let's stop fighting. Let's just help you.
No. Because we're going against our ally. Like, you're not supposed to do that.
No.
And I mean, I don't agree with Israel, but on paper, they are our ally. So, I mean, unless we make, like, a legitimate treaty with the other side saying, like, look, we're just going to have non-aggression, you know, and we're just going to let you and Israel battle it out. But you know what? Here's some weapons to help your side, you know. Because the whole time they've been complaining that we've been arming the Israelis. So now we're giving them weapons, and they're still not happy.
Wow. Mm. Derek, what do you think, man?
I wasn't listening. Well, I'll tell you what I think. I think we're all going to be excited.
Uh-oh.
Because
Twinkies are coming back.
Lion Forge is going to produce digital comics based on such shows as Knight Rider.
Awesome.
Saved by the Bell.
Great.
Punky Brewster.
Groovy.
Miami Vice.
Hello.
Punky Brewster with or without the big tits?
Big.
Let me see those tits real quick.
Punky Brewster, isn't she hot now?
She's not bad for a gym.
Or like 5 years ago, she was hot.
She's all right.
So they're going to be reviving a lot of these old shows via digital comic books.
Okay. Excelente.
I personally can't wait for the Saved by the Bell one.
Now, is it going to be the
Hoff? I want the Funky Brewster's tits.
Yeah.
Is it going to be the Hoff's voice?
Is what?
Is it going to be the Hoff's voice?
It's a comic book.
Oh,
like, what does that mean? Crime.
Like you read it?
You can read it in his voice, I guess.
Wow.
Okay.
Let's see if you agree, Steve. Salaman Fry looks like a mix between
Salad Silverman.
Yeah, Salad Silverware and Sarah Silverman and Alanis Morissette. Let's see if you agree.
Tits.
Well, she doesn't have big tits anymore.
Oh, come on. What, she took her implants out?
No, she never had implants. She just had giant breasts when she was a teenager.
Oh.
Well, that's all we want to see.
Let me see a headshot, then.
Yeah, she's a good-looking gal.
This is Punky Brewster?
Oh. This is Punky Brewster.
I mean...
This is her now.
I mean, I'd still give her
a word. Yeah.
What's her last name in real life?
Her name is Salil Moonfry.
Moonfry.
That's not Jewish, is it?
Her parents are hippies.
That sounds like something that Paula Deen would say.
Oh, I want to fry the sun and the moon.
I want all you moon fries.
I'm not looking at her negatively.
What do you mean?
I want a Hebrew chick because they give good
heads. I want a Hebrew chick.
All they do is
But blow. Am I right about my evaluation here?
What is it again?
Alanis Morissette and who?
Any random Jew.
fuck.
No, what was the one you named?
How about Salil Moonfry?
Sarah Silverman.
No.
It looks just like Barbara Streisand and Tony Dorsett.
She actually looks like Courtney Cox.
A little Courtney Cox.
And
a little Courtney Cox.
Yeah, I see a little Courtney Cox in her face. What are you doing?
I'm looking for another.
I did, didn't I?
Yeah.
Another picture over here.
No, just give me one you had up.
Yeah, Cox in her face.
Yeah.
She's actually got a little.
I did say that. That's awesome.
How old is she? 36?
Yeah, 36.
That's it?
She's young. Yeah.
She's like almost.
Well, you remember how old she was when she was on the show?
I know, but she looks like she's in her 40s.
Oh, my gosh. She looks hot there.
Yeah, she looks better when she was on the show.
Wow.
That's when she was really hot.
She looked better when she was 7.
There we go. Let's get a...
That was all right.
I see Courtney Cox meets Alanis Morissette. Ew. Her legs are gross.
She got weird Jew legs.
Jew legs? From being a nomad and walking the earth.
Being a nomad.
From building all those fucking pyramids.
Can we? Are we allowed to bring up a picture of her from when she was like 15?
This is from running from the Palestinians. Her whole entire life.
Oh, God.
Chasing pennies. She's nowhere near Jewish and we just made fun of her for being it.
Salim Fry?
She's
absolutely Jewish.
Oh, all right, good.
Absolutely.
The Diary of fucking Moon Fry.
Moon Fry.
Did you just say Moon Pie?
I'm starving. All right, this is what I just typed in here. I got her name, right? And then I just put space. Okay, and these are the other results that you get here.
Okay. Nudes.
Before surgery.
Oh.
Breast.
Okay.
Sabrina.
The Teenage Witch?
Yeah, she was on the show. She was really hot on the show, by the way.
Really?
2013, hot, Wonder Years. She was on one episode of Wonder Years, which she's like 12 and they're exploiting her breasts on the show then.
Nice.
They have her like running in slow motion.
Nice.
Yeah.
Let's get that. Pull
Punky
up the video.
Brewster. Then parenthesis before close parenthesis 38 double D.
What?
That comes up.
Let me
Saved by the Bell and Husband.
I have four completely different ones.
Okay.
I just did the same thing in Google.
Yeah. This is under images.
Okay. Well, this is just a regular. I have Salil Moonfry. I have Twitter, Wonder Years, Net Worth, and Feet.
Feet comes up for almost every single celebrity because there are a lot of people with foot fetishes.
Yeah.
Gross.
Any chick with any sort of fame that you Google, you'll probably find Paula Deen's feet somewhere.
Probably.
Yeah. Imagine those fucking things.
This is a pretty bad picture of her, but
hammer toes.
So,
this is her on 21 Jump Street, I believe. Those are hers right there.
What?
That was all her.
No, that's like this, air under the shirt.
Yeah, there's, hold on. Let's see if I can zoom in a little more here.
My right God.
Here. Yep. That's all her. And she's only like 15 there.
I think I love her.
Yeah. There's another picture of her on, there was some show with, I don't know, the Lorenzo Lamas or some shit. I don't know. Some Native American guy. And she's wearing like a body glove swimsuit. Let me see if we can find that one.
Lorenzo Lamas.
Yeah, we are really looking at pictures of Punky Brewster.
Yeah.
Hold on.
I just want to see those.
Scrolling through. I don't know, Kev. We might be out of luck here. What the
Oh.
Time's up. Oh,
damn,
it's right
it.
Here. Here you go.
Oh.
Here you go, Kev. That's her.
How did you contain those in within a week?
I don't know. But that's pretty risky.
Wow.
So
that's great. Now, was it? Everything come out good?
All because they're going to be doing animated. What is it?
Comic books.
Digital comic books featuring this woman and her breasts.
Yeah, they're doing any worth of shit?
Oh my God, they're huge.
Yeah.
Any what?
Are they doing any worth of shit?
Saved by the Bell. I'd read that.
I'm over it.
I'd read that.
You're over it. Didn't even start yet. Getting back to Paula Deen.
Oh boy.
She hates black people.
This is old news again, but we kind of forgot to bring it up on Sunday? Last time we were here. She was offered a 6-figure payday by a porn company.
Nice.
Following her admission that she made racist remarks.
Who?
Paula Deen.
Got her a porn offer?
Companies have been dumping Paula Deen left
to
and
get
right.
Banged by a black dude.
But there is there's at least one that's eager to
white
offer
chick
her deal.
Sucking on some black dick.
Wow.
TMZ reported that a porn company that features older women called PureMature.com sent a letter to Deen offering her a 6-figure deal to endorse the site.
Ah.
Full figured or thin, arthritic or diabetic.
What?
You embody our perfect spokesperson. The company
if you have diabetes.
Adding that she's a MILF.
No, she's not.
And they are willing to offer her 6 figures for very little work.
She's a great grand gilf.
And there is no nudity required.
Really? She's not going to flop out a titty at least once?
I'd suck it. Would you guys suck it? I'd suck it.
No.
Well, what does she look like when she was young?
Let's find
out.
Yeah. Very, like, 80s. Horrible hair. Right.
She probably looks like the Long Island Medium.
Oh, I hate that woman.
What? Yeah, who is that?
Terrible. Oh, she's this horrible, horrible woman.
Yeah. Look at the tan in that one.
What? I don't know.
It's like a Derek tan.
Dude, what? You just missed her high school photo.
It's a graduation picture in there.
Yeah, exactly.
And her hair
there
is
right one? There. Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, that's sexy. Yeah. She was a looker.
She was eating a lot of fried food.
Oh, yeah. She would have gotten it back then.
Wow.
Not for me.
Culinary school.
Just picture that face mushed on the window of a Buick and she's taking it in the dumper.
A Buick.
Just imagine her fucking eyeliner dripping down her face as she gagging on my cock.
Yeah. Pretty much. Oh, there's just a random picture of Katy Perry in the mix.
Why not?
And Paula Deen chowing down.
Yeah.
I mean, she's like going to town on the burger.
Did you ever see a video of her when she fell and her knickers went up?
No.
She was like on stage and she fell and like her dress went up. And
I'm really sorry. What where did you use?
Knickers?
Her what went up?
Somebody was robbing her?
Maybe that's what she said.
Yeah.
So I said the N-word, knickers.
Knickers.
The Knickerbockers. And there's a picture of Macho Man flashing his bicep with Paula Deen like riding his bicep.
What?
Yeah. I'm bringing it up.
Stop it.
It's got to be the show
and
picture.
And fireworks photoshopped into the background.
That sounds like the greatest thing ever.
This is one of the most random things I've ever seen. And it looks like Paula Deen has like a little glass of wine.
I want to get this tattooed on
But she's
there.
Like seriously like the size of Tinkerbell.
This is going to be on my back one day.
His bicep is like a retaining wall for the ocean.
What the fuck is that?
Yeah, that's real.
All right.
That happened.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Was it
it's a shame
time?
He's dead.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was ripped.
Look at him. Well, Steve's sleeping.
No, well, see ya.
So.
Yo, how much for me to punch him in the pecker?
Wow.
I'll give you upwards of $1.
Nice.
This whole picture is like a composite. Like, everything in it is like from something else.
What?
Okay. $1.
Anyway.
Well, that was a strange show.
It really was.
That was great.
Fucking gay.
Well,
oh, you're gay.
I wonder what the audience felt about it.
Oh, audience.
Yay.
Okay.
Nice.
See, they loved it.
I loved it.
Yeah. Did you?
Thank you very much for listening. Hopefully we'll be back next week.
Or not.
Get on a roll again. Get the funny going.
When's all this racist banter
we have?
Be sure to go to aristocratsradio.com to check out all the old shows. And be sure to go to cweradio.com. You need to get like an old like keyboard click. Like a typing thing, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, something like that. And, CWERadio.com. Lots of other shows there. Download them. Subscribe, iTunes. I don't know. Donate.
Or don't.
Go to Facebook. Go to Twitter. Just do everything.
Or don't.
What the fuck else are you going
to
do?
It's your right to not. Or do it. Whatever you want.
Or not.
Just do what feels right.
Yeah.
That's a message from me, Kevin.
Yes.
Just do what feels right.
You're like Jerry Springer at the end of the show. My final thought.
Yeah.
All right, we'll see you next week.
Later.